Leaders, what you do and how you do it is very important. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Robert Dale describes in his book, Pastoral Leadership, that the impact a leader has upon the church, a community, or a country is like waves lapping on shore. The waves bring to the shore what it has and deposits it on the beach or the organization. It also takes something away from the shore. The waves may deposit shells and beautiful objects from the sea. It also brings carcasses of dead issues. And it may take away debris, but also valuable landmass. The leader waves may idyllically be lapping gently on shore or become a tidal wave of tsunamic proportions. Because of this, it is not only what a leader does, but how a leader does it that counts. And how a leader does it is called leadership styles. Leadership styles has also been called leader behavior, the manner of expressing the leader's values in executing the work. Leadership style then refers to the distinctive approach that a leader has to an organization and to other persons. In the Bible, Exodus 18 gives an excellent example of Moses' leadership style. Moses' style was the Lone Ranger approach, the I did it my way leader. Everything comes to me and everything is done by me. He sat and judged the people from morning to evening. That's until Jethro, his father-in-law, observed this leader behavior and suggested corrective measures, because surely both thou and the people will wear away. Touch your neighbor and say, burnout. Moses was a leader with management problems, and Jethro's advice was not a substitute for prophetic gifts or his unique set of skills and talents. It just made his gifts and graces more effective for both the leader and the people. On the other hand, Esther was a consensus builder. Let's rally the troop with prayer and fasting, and then I will go see the king. Dale uses a four-part model to describe leader behavior. The first is the catalyst leader. That's a balanced, active leader who trains and organizes and delegates responsibility. There's the hermit leader who hides, in their office or behind subordinates, or postpones actions and sometimes until it's too late. The encourager leader is one who is more concerned about the people, about relationships, than the mission. And the commander style, well, you can figure that one out. That's the one who is leading the charge and taking over every situation. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Think about it. Stop, look, and listen. Are you the catalyst leader? Are you the hermit leader, the encourager, or the commander? Think about it today.